my first memory of Carolina basketball, at least, you know, being here at UNC, was seeing, you know, the banners in the rafters and all of the jerseys, the legends, you know, Phil Ford, Michael Jordan. You recognize that you're in a hallowed space.
But the first really vivid memories I have were watching Brandon Haywood just be an absolute animal, and I was just shocked at the fact that somebody was 7 foot tall.
Wearing my Carolina cheerleading outfit every Tuesday in preschool.
My favorite moment from, you know, my past 4 years is probably the Duke game from this year. It was incredible to go out on top like that.
They kind of canceled on us, and just having more buildup and everything, and it being my senior year and seeing this team just go out and play their hardest and just take it to them was great.
Senior night this year was very sad. I teared up at the end because I realized not only was it their last game, but mine too. And I didn't want it to end.
It was bittersweet, mostly sweet. Obviously, I was, you know, replaying 4 years of Carolina basketball in my head, and all the riser lines I waited in, and, you know, all the cheering.
Well, basketball at Carolina is such a big part of the culture, and it really makes you feel like you're a part of something bigger than you. And even though we're students and not on the team, we're still part of the Carolina family.
Just thinking about the history of everything, and just taking all that in for one last time as a student, as an undergrad, just thinking about, you know, you're not going to get a chance to do this again, but what a chance it's been to do this for 4 straight years.
I think Carolina basketball is really special. You know, this is one of the major ways that I made friends in college, and I know that those connections will always be strong.
I'm Andrew Darvin from Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm Catherine Phillips from Greensboro, North Carolina.
I'm Ben Peary. I'm from Greenville, North Carolina. And yes, I'm a Tar Heel.